الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اهلا وسهلا بكم to our viewers of Madani channel مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all those who are watching this program of the social media such as our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel اهلا وسهلا مرحبا to one and all alhamdulillah for all those who are watching the program throughout the world may Allah azza wa jalla accept all your lawful wishes forgive us our major and minor sins for now we are going to be listening to a beautiful and fragrant hadith of our beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to reciting salat al-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he the prophet of rahmah the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah arwahuna fida may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet has stated that from amongst the people the closest individual to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me in the world Allahu Akbar how beautiful is this dear viewers of Madani channel may Allah azza wa jalla enable us to recite durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam excessively and abundantly صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله In today's program, dear viewers, we are going to be speaking about some information about the Holy Kaaba, the effects related with regards to the Holy Kaaba, and this is what we are going to be gathering, inshallah, azza wa jalla, the blessings of Haramain Tayyibain and through this program inshallah azza wa jalla yes we are going to increase our enthusiasm and jazba for us to go to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara zadaha Allahu sharafan wa ta'zeema stay tuned with us dear viewers of Madani channel we are going to be listening to a kalam enjoy this kalam until we return sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
mere maula mere maula 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 maula
allah ne bulaya hai allah ke ghar mein ho kaabe ka nazara hai allah ke ghar mein ho allah ne bulaya hai allah ke ghar mein ho kaabe ka nazara hai allah ke ghar mein ho
darbar ye kaisa hai peshani se pehle dil कैसा है पेशानी से पगले दिल सजदे में झुकाया है अल्लाह के घर में हूँ सजदे में झुकाया है अल्लाह के घर में हूँ
अल्लाह ने बुलाया
وہ رکن یمانی ہو یا رکن عراقی ہو, وہ رکن یمانی ہو یا رکن عراقی ہو, ہر کون کو چوما ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, ہر کون کو چوما ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
یہ وقت گئے عزت کا, میزاب گئے رحمت کا, یہ وقت گئے عزت کا, میزاب گئے رحمت کا, سر پر یہی سایہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, سر پر یہی سایہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
مہمان خدا کے گئے اب فکر نہیں کوئی, مہمان خدا کے گئے اب فکر نہیں کوئی, اللہ نے کھلانا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, اللہ نے کھلانا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
جس سمت نظر اٹھی ایک نور نظر آیا, جس سمت نظر اٹھی ایک نور نظر آیا, پر نور نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, پر نور نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
سجدے میں اجاگر گئے اور سامنے کعبہ گئے, سجدے میں اجاگر گئے اور سامنے کعبہ ہے, مولا نے نوازا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, مولا نے نوازا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں, کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah. And we were having a look at the visuals of Kaaba Sharif, mashallah. And the desire and eagerness to go there will only increase, dear viewers. Allah ke ghar mein hoon, Allah ne bulaya hai. Kya baat hai, subhanallah, subhanallah. And ye haqeeqat hai. It is the reality, brothers in Islam, that aap chahe jo bhi hoon, and no matter from wherever you are, If you are there, it is Allah Azza wa Jalla who has called you there. It is the call of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I always mention, the poet explained this in his poetry, Maal o zar ki baat nahi hai, ye to karam ki baatein hain. Allahu Akbar. It is never about how much of wealth you own and how many times you could go. Maal o zar ki baat nahi hai, ye to karam ki baatein hain. Jisko chaha dar pe bulaya, mere madani aqa ne. Whoever he had decided to call, whoever he has wished and has desired for him to come, then that person will appear and will most definitely go to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Anyways, dear viewers of Madini Channel, alhamdulillah, this was a beautiful kalam, and Hasnain Raza Attari Sallamahul Bari was reciting this beautiful kalam. There is no doubt, Pure Makkah Sharif mein, the greatest holy site of Makkatul Mukarramah is the Holy Kaaba. Every Muslim is eager to look and perform tawaf of it. Isme koi shak nahi hai. Some interesting pieces of information inshallah Azza wa Jalla going to be presented in our episode for today with the relation to the Holy Kaaba. The blessed Kaaba has been mentioned at various places in the Holy Quran Pak. Kuch ayat ki tilawat bhi karenge inshallah, uski tafsir bhi sunenge hum, and we will increase our desire to go to Makkah and Medina inshallah. Listen to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 125. He Azza wa Jalla has said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا.
And recall when we made this house, yani the Holy Kaaba, a focal point for the people and a place for safety. Allahu Akbar. Commenting on this verse, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has stated in Khazainul Irfan, the word bayt, yani house, in this verse refers to the Holy Kaaba, and it includes the entire sacred haram. Hi, hi. And to make it aman, to make it a place of safety and peace, means killing and violence are haram, meaning unlawful in the haram of the Holy Kaaba. And there are other opinions of other scholars as well. But Mufti Saab continues and he says, it implies that even prey is safe there. Lions and wolves do not chase their prey either in the haram and return without attacking them. For this place has been made a place of safety. Now, another opinion of the scholars with regards to the haram is that they have mentioned that a believer is actually safe from torment upon entering the haram. And why is it even called haram? They have explained and said, because murder and hunting are haram and prohibited in it, thus it is called haram. And this is in Tafsir Ahmadiyya. If you open Tafsir Nasafi, you would learn that they have mentioned, even if a criminal enters the haram, he will not be apprehended there. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has declared this place to be a focal place of worship as well as a place of safety. Now, the Kaaba is a means of guide for the entire universe. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Ali Imran, Part 4, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin.
Let's look at the translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala translated this and says, indeed, the first house which has established as a place of worship for the people is the one which is in Makkah, yani the Holy Kaaba. Mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin, blessed and a guide to the entire world. Now, commenting on this verse, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, O Muslims, rather all humans know for sure that the first and the most superior house which was created on the earth for the people's religious and worldly benefits is that which is situated in Makkatul Mukarramah, not Baytul Muqaddas, which comes after the Holy Kaaba in rank and in excellence. Allahu Akbar. You will find this piece of information in Tafsir Na'imi, of course, which is the hard work and the efforts of Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Mufti Saab further states that there are countless virtues of the Kaaba. And he had mentioned a few, and I would love to share this with the viewers of Madani Channel. He says, the famous founder of Baytul Muqaddas is the respected Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, as he had built it by the jinns. Whereas the famous founder of the Holy Kaaba is none other than the Prophet Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, at the Holy Kaaba, there are such signs of divine power, such as Maqam Ibrahim, Hajar Aswad, so on and so forth, that do not exist in Baytul Muqaddas. For those who have been there, mashallah, it is a very beautiful place to be at. And you will find a hadith that speaks about the virtues of Baytul Muqaddas. But well, there is no comparison here, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The blessings and the sights which are presented, which are mawjood and present in Makkatul Mukarrama, are not at Baytul Muqaddas. And then he says, Allahu Akbar, he says, the blessings of Makkah is such that birds do not fly over the Holy Kaaba. Instead, they slightly move away from it whilst they are flying. He says, number four, a lion and a goat drink water at the same place in the Haram of the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, animals do not prey and hunt each and other right there at the Blessed Kaaba. In the Haram of the Kaaba, fighting, violence, war and killing are haram until the Day of Judgment, as it is declared as a place of amn, peace, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, Mufti Saab says, the Kaaba is the source of livelihood for all the Hijazis, especially for the inhabitants of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Although this place is uncultivated with no source of livelihood, but the inhabitants of Makkah are still more prosperous than others. So he says, in short, it is a place for only the acts of worship. Number seven, he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected the Holy Kaaba himself by sending swallows that killed the people of the elephants, as this is present in the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak as well. Subhanallah. If you read and go through the tafsir of Surah Fil, you would learn how Abraha and the elephants were destroyed by these little birds, Ababil. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the Qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that these swallows came and they had pebbles in their legs, in their feet, in their hands, which they left over those elephants, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And trust me, subhanallah, this has been mentioned in the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak, that the name of the person that was to die with that pebble was engraved and written on that pebble. And that had penetrated through the heads and bodies of the elephants, including those strong men, those warriors that had their helmets on and so forth. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, they all were destroyed. Furthermore, so Allah Azza wa Jalla is actually the protector of the Holy Kaaba himself. Hajj has always been performed of the Holy Kaaba and never of Baytul Muqaddas. Mufti Saab then says, the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is none other than our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was born in Makkatul Mukarrama at a place near the Holy Kaaba. And then he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla declared the city of the Holy Kaaba to be the city of peace by saying, Baladun Amin. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has also sworn an oath by the city by saying, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. Allahu Akbar. And by this secure city, Makkah, wa hadha al-balad al-amin. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and by this secure city. So this means this city, the Haramain Tayyibain, the Haram Sharif itself, is safe hunting there, causing trouble and harm and difficulty to others, causing any sort of taklif to any person, has been prohibited until the Day of Judgment. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Mufti Saab then says, one pious deed is equal to 100,000 pious deeds near the Kaaba and 50,000 at Baytul Muqaddas. So look at the comparison. One good deed performed there in Makkatul Mukarramah by the Holy Kaaba you will receive the reward of 100,000 good deeds, whereas it is half of that at Baytul Muqaddas, 50,000. And then he says, Kaaba, not Baytul Muqaddas, has been the Qibla for the angels and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So directly above this Kaaba is another Kaaba, and that is known as Baytul Ma'mur, and that is the Kaaba for the angels, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, commenting on the 97th verse of Surah Ali Imran, part 4, Fihi ayatum bayyinat. In it are clear signs. Now Allah said, in it are clear signs. Explaining this, what are the clear signs? Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has stated in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan that some of the signs that prove its sanctity and excellence are that birds neither sit on the holy Kaaba nor do they fly over it. Rather, they slightly move away from it whilst flying. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah, I'm sure you have heard this as well before. The birds that fall ill treat themselves over there by flying through the beautiful and cool breeze near the holy Kaaba, which cures them. As they fly through that fiza and air and environment, they attain shifa. Wild animals do not hunt each other in the haram. Even dogs do not run after deers in the sacred place, nor do they hunt other animals there. So, Mufti Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, people have great attachment to the holy Kaaba in their hearts, and beholding it makes a person shed tears, no doubt. Jisne pehle martaba dekha hoga to yaqinan uski aankhon mein aansu aaye honge. Kaaba Sharif aisa hai. It is the holy Kaaba, dear viewers. The souls of the saints gather around the holy Kaaba. The souls of the pious individuals, the saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the friends of Allah gather around the holy Kaaba every Friday night, according to a narration. Mufti Sahib explains the night between Thursday and Friday, the night preceding to Friday actually, Thursday night. Whoever intends to disrespect, cause any sort of trouble at the holy Kaaba, he is ruined. Allah Azza wa Jalla will destroy such a person. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, beholding the Kaaba is ibadah. Jo is waqt waha honge aur Kaaba ki ziyarat se musharraf ho rahe honge, Allah Azza wa Jalla hame bhi wo Makkah, Madina dikhaye. Allah Azza wa Jalla hame bhi waha le jaye aur hum bhi Kaaba Sharif ki ghilaf pakad karke ahozari kare, roein, duaein mange. Those are so fortunate individuals who have returned, who are about to return, who are in Madinatul Munawwara at this moment. It is stated in the blessed hadith. Aap ye hadith suniye. What is stated in the hadith? The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, looking at the holy Kaaba is worship. Looking at the holy Quran is worship. And looking at the face of a Muslim scholar is also worship. Allahu Akbar. The respected Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the holy Kaaba, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua in the corners of the holy Kaaba and did not offer salah, to the extent that he left from the holy Kaaba. After he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exited from the holy Kaaba, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered two rak'at, two units in front of the holy Kaaba, and said, this is the Qibla. And this hadith, dear viewers, can be found in Sahih Muslim. Allahu Akbar, volume number 1. Commenting on this beautiful hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared this as the Kaaba, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, great thinker of this ummah, we always quote him, dear viewers, true Ashiqi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that the Holy Kaaba has been declared the Qibla for all the Muslims until the Day of Judgment, and this declaration will never ever be cancelled. Allahu Akbar. And then Mufti Sahib further says, Allahu Akbar. It also gives a subtle indication that every part of the Holy Kaaba is a Qibla. This is the indication that it is not necessary for the entire Kaaba to be in front of a person whilst offering salah. Any part and any portion of the holy Kaaba should be before you in order for your salah, for your namaz to be done correctly. So the ruling of this can be found in Bahari Shariat as well. Let's move on a little to understand what have been mentioned in this. In Bahari Shariat, volume number 1, if someone is offering salah inside the Kaaba, he can face any direction he wishes. He can face any direction that he wishes to. Salah will be valid in this way, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Allahu Akbar. A lot of people ask this question of going on the roof of the Holy Kaaba. It is prohibited to climb its roof, dear viewers of Madinah channel. One should not do that. But however, even if one has been there on the roof of the Kaaba, Salah will be valid even on the top. However, people do not go on the roof. People should not go on the roof. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq to respect the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now listen to other narrations that speaks and highlights the virtues and the significance of traveling to three masajid in the world. Now what are those masajid? It is narrated by Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He needs no introduction, dear viewers. Great companion in Sahih al-Bukhari, he has mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, do not tie sandals in any direction. Yani, do not travel in any direction except for three masjids. Number one, Masjid-e-Haram. Number two, Masjid-un-Nabawi. Number three, Masjid-e-Aqsa. Now, of course, there is explanation needed here as well. Once again, we take help from Mufti Ahmad Yarqam Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, who made it so easy for the ummah, subhanallah. He says, traveling to any other masjid except these three masajid, assuming that there could be greater reward for salah at other masajid. Allahu Akbar. Traveling to any other masjid except for these three masajid, yani Masjid-e-Haram, Masjid-un-Nabawi, and Masjid-e-Aqsa. So traveling to any other masjid besides these three masajid is prohibited. Because you're assuming and thinking that there is more sawab there than here, which is not true. Allahu Akbar. So except for these three masajid, assuming that greater reward for salah will be granted there is forbidden. Some people used to travel to the Jami' Masjid of Delhi in order to perform the Jum'ah prayer, the Jum'ah salah, assuming that they would be granted greater reward and sawab there. This is wrong. Except for three masajid, the reward for salah is the same in every other masjid. In three masajid ko chhodne ke baad, go to any masjid in the world, how near, how far, the reward for performing namaz in that masjid will be the same. Whether it is India, whether it is Pakistan, whether it is the UK, whether it is South Africa, the namaz sawab that we get in the masjid here is the same sawab you will get in any other country, except for these three masajid. So this hadith is explicit in regards to this interpretation. Some people have misunderstood this hadith. They have assumed that it is haram, unlawful to travel to any other masjid except for these three masajid. Mufti Saab says, the very same misconception has led them to declare it haram to go on a journey for attending urs and visiting graves, so on and so forth. Allahu Akbar. If this is the meaning of the hadith, then journey for trading, receiving treatment, meeting friends, gaining religious knowledge, so on and so forth, will all be considered haram and forbidden. And this hadith would contradict with the Holy Quran Pak and many other ahadith as well. So one has to understand what the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in the hadith. It's so important to take help from the true scholars of Islam. Read through the masterpiece works of Mufti Ahmad Yarqan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and enlighten your hearts. Now look at the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Azza wa Jalla had said, "Qul siru fil ardi thumma anzuru kayfa kana 'aqibatul mukaththibin." You declare, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this verse is referred to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the translation of the Holy Quran Pak, "Qul siru fil ard." You declare, yani, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, travel the land. ثُمَّ انْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Travel the land and see what was the outcome of the believers. So here it is stated in the book Mirqat under the same topic as well as in the book Shami in the chapter Visiting Graves. Now I've given you reference, dear viewers, so that you may look up this. Since reward is the same in all masajid except for three masjids, it is hence forbidden to travel to other masajid with this niyat یعنی اس نیت کے ساتھ کہ اگر میں وہاں تک پہنچوں گا تو مجھے زیادہ ثواب ملے گا. The graves of the holy and the saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla are different in terms of blessings and benefits. It is permissible to travel for visiting graves. There is no doubt about this. آپ جائیں سفر کریں ان بزرگان دین سے ان اولیاء سے آپ فیوز و برکات بھی لیں حاصل کریں. Dear viewers of Madini channel, the niyat and the intention to explain this was very important for you to understand that you can travel to any masjid in the world, they will all be the same except for these three masajid. Now, Allahu Akbar, listen to this beautiful hadith. As Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that I heard Abu al-Qasim Muhammad, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, state, yani our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, the one who came with the intention of the Holy Kaaba and mounted upon his camel, Allah Azza wa Jalla records one virtue for him and removes one sin and raises one rank in return for every step the camel lifts and places. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who this reward is for? The person who left his home with the intention of beholding the Holy Kaaba. Hai, 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 hai. Kya baat hai Madine ki? When he reaches the Holy Kaaba and performs tawaf and performs sa'i between Safa and Marwa and gets his head shaved or he gets his hair cut, he will be free from the sins as he was born on the day when his mother had given birth to him. Dear viewers, hi, hi, hi. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Sins are forgiven. Beholding the Kaaba is worship. Looking at Aab-e Zamzam is worship, dear viewers of Madini channel. What is this? This is the blessings for those who go to visit Makkatul Mukarrama. Chaliye inshallah azza wa jalla hum bhi ek dua karte hain Allah ki bargah mein inshallah azza wa jalla. Let us make this beautiful dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let's inshallah azza wa jalla recite this together.
Kaabe ke dar ke samne mangi hai ye dua faqat. Kaabe ke dar ke samne mangi hai ye dua faqat ke haathon mein hashr tak rahe damane Mustafa faqat haathon mein hashr tak rahe damane Mustafa faqat apne karam se ae khuda ishq-e rasool ke ata apne karam se ae khuda ishq-e rasool ke ata aakhri dam labon pe ho salli ala sada faqat aakhri dam labon pe ho salli ala sada faqat kahiye kaabe ke dar ke samne mangi hai ye dua faqat haathon mein hashr tak rahe damane mustafa faqat duniya ki saari ne'matein meri nazar mein hai jo duniya ki saari ne'matein ارے رکھنے کو سر پہ گر ملے
نعلین مصطفیٰ فقط رکھنے کو سر پہ گر ملے, نعلین مصطفیٰ فقط کعبے کے در کے سامنے مانگی ہے یہ دعا فقط ہاتھوں میں حشر تک رہے, دامن مصطفیٰ فقط.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers, what a beautiful kalam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla take us all to Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. We have a beautiful guldasta, a Madani pearl that we would like to listen, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. When we do return, we are going to be speaking about who was the first person on this earth who built the Holy Kaaba before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And until when did the Holy Kaaba remain? Until it was rebuilt by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This piece of information is very important. Stay tuned with Madani channel until the end of today's episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali has said, having offered salah at Jumu'ah, one should remain in the masjid till salatul asr, and staying in the masjid till Salatul Maghrib is even more preferable. It is said that the one who offers Salatul Jumu'ah in the Jami Masjid stays there afterwards and offers Salatul Asr in the same Jami Masjid. There is the reward for Hajj for him. And the one who stays till Salatul Maghrib and offers Salatul Maghrib in the same Masjid, there is the reward of Hajj and Umrah for him. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In Tafsir Kabir, you will find that when the Prophet Adam علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام came in this world from Jannah, from paradise, he requested Allah عز و جل for the removal of his fear and loneliness. Henceforth, Allah عز و جل commanded him to build the Holy Kaaba and perform its tawaf. To overcome the fear and loneliness, Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam to construct and to build the Holy Kaaba and perform its tawaf. This very same Kaaba continued to exist until the time of Sayyiduna Nuh Najiyullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And during the storm of the nation of Nuh alayhi salam, this Kaaba that was built by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was lifted towards the seventh heaven, straight in line of the boundaries of the Kaaba which exists now. Thus angels worship Allah Azza wa Jalla over there in that house. Allahu Akbar. So that Kaaba which was built by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and was lifted towards the heavens, towards the seventh sky, that Kaaba is known as Baytul Ma'mur, and it is the Kaaba of the angels, dear viewers of Madani channel. So of course, subhanallah, this Kaaba, which is now, which we see, subhanallah, has many, many virtues and blessings. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a hadith, undoubtedly, the Kaaba has one tongue and two lips. Hi, hi, hi. And it humbly complained in the court of Allah azza wa jalla, oh my Lord, oh my Creator, yani, oh the one who created this universe, the number of those frequently coming to me and looking at me has decreased. Upon this, when the Kaaba complained and cried, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent a revelation. I am about to create a human who will observe humility and submissiveness and perform prostrations. He will be fond of you as a female pigeon is fond of its eggs. Allahu Akbar. Now this is found in the tafsir that Allah Azza wa Jalla promised the Holy Kaaba that people will come to you running, people would come to you as birds rush to their nests, as female camels run towards their children. You will find various ahadith that when the Kaaba complained in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that people do not come towards me, as in another narration in Marfuzati Ala Hazrat which is also published by the publication department of Da'wat-e-Islami, you would learn that the throne of the respective Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam was flying in the air. And when it passed by the Holy Kaaba, dear viewers of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar. And when this happened, the Holy Kaaba cried and humbly said in the divine court of Allah, a prophet from amongst your prophets and an army amongst your armies passed by me, but neither did they descend upon me, nor did they offer salah. So the Kaaba complained. Allah said, do not cry. I will declare your Hajj obligatory upon my bondsmen, who will flock to you as birds flock towards their nest. And they will run to you crying as a she-camel runs towards its children. Allahu Akbar. If you, in your city, in you, yani, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani where the Kaaba is situated, Allah azza wa jalla gives contentment to the Holy Kaaba by saying, you are going to be so fortunate that in you, my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the dearest to me among all the prophets, will be born alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these are various tafaseer which we are quoting to you. Tafsir-e-Baghawi, Tafsir-e-Na'imi, Tafsir-e-Khazainul-Irfan, Tafsir Ahmadiyya, all these different tafaseer, mashallah, have given us these amazing, stories and narrations which enlightens our heart to learn these facts about the Holy Kaaba. Ji haan, Kaaba ko aap yun na dekhi, bas ek patthar hai. It's just a building of bricks and blocks. No, this has eyes, it has two lips, and the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said on the day of Qiyamah, it will even declare for those who had made tawaf of it. Chale, aage badhte inshallah zawajalla, and let's listen to more ahadith with regards to this. Hazrat Sayyidina Wahhab rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated that in the Holy Torah, on the Day of Judgment, Allah zawajalla will send 700,000 angels who have special ranks in the majestic court of Allah zawajalla. Each one of them will have a gold chain in his hand. Allah zawajalla will say to them, go and bring the Holy Kaaba to the plains of Hashr. Yani, the place where resurrection will take place, where people will be accountable. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell those 700,000 angels who will have golden chains in their hands to tie the Kaaba and to bring it to the plains of Hashr. The angel will go and chain the Kaaba. While pulling it and dragging it, an angel will call out, O Kaaba, come forth. The Holy Kaaba will reply, I will not come forth unless my request is granted. An angel from the heavens will call out, O Kaaba, make your request. The Holy Kaaba will then humbly say in the divine majestic court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, O my Rabb, accept my intercession for the believers buried in my neighborhood. The Kaaba will hear a voice, your request has been fulfilled. The respected Wahhab ibn Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala then states that then those buried in the Holy Kaaba, yani those buried there, will gather around the Holy Kaaba. They will resurrect with their faces brightened. They will all gather around the Holy Kaaba in the same state of ihram, reciting talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Then the angel will say once again, O Kaaba, come forth now. The Holy Kaaba will say, I will not come forth unless my request is granted again. An angel from the heavens will call out, O Kaaba, ask, your request will be granted. The Kaaba will say, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, your sinful servants and bondsmen came to me together from faraway places with dust on their bodies, leaving behind their families, family members and relatives. They performed the rites of Hajj as per your commandment in obedience to you and eagerness to look at me. I beg you to accept my intercession in their favor as well. Grant them peace, Mawla. Grant them forgiveness, Mawla. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, remove the fear from their hearts. The Kaaba will intercede on behalf of those who came to see it from faraway places. And then what's next to your viewers? An angel will say, oh Kaaba, from amongst those people were also those who have committed sins after performing your tawaf, even though they came here and went back to their countries, but they remained sinning and would have made hell wajib and necessary upon themselves by committing sins persistently. The Kaaba will say, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, yes, even though if there are people like that amongst those people, Ya Allah, forgive them as well. Accept my intercession and favor, even for those who continued committing sins after performing my tawaf. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, O Kaaba, I have accepted your intercession in their favor. Subhanallah. Then the same angel will once again say, O Kaaba, those who looked, the angel will say and call out loud, those who looked at the Holy Kaaba, those who witnessed the beauty of the Holy Kaaba, those who seen and looked at the Kaaba move away from other people. Allah Azza wa Jalla will then gather all of them around the Holy Kaaba with brightened faces, with no fear of hell. They will perform tawaf, recite talbiyah, yani labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Then the angels will say, O Kaaba, now come forth. And then the Kaaba will recite talbiyah as well. What talbiyah will the Kaaba recite? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Wal khayru kulluhu biyadayka labbaik. La sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika laka. As the Kaaba will recite this talbiyah, as tawaf will be made of the Holy Kaaba by those brightened faces people, subhanallah, the Kaaba will be dragged and taken to the plains of resurrection. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In fact, in other narrations, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla promised the Holy Kaaba that 600,000 people will perform its Hajj every year. And if the number of Hajj pilgrims is less, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will make up for it through angels. On the day of judgment, the Holy Kaaba will be lifted like a bride. Sunniya, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the Holy Kaaba. The Kaaba will be lifted as a bride on her wedding night, so that those who performed this Hajj would be hanging alongside its veils and would be performing tawaf around it. To the extent that when the Holy Kaaba will enter paradise, it will enter Jannah whilst people will be making tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. While they will be alongside of the Holy Kaaba, they will enter Jannah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? What can be said? What are the virtues, dear viewers? Millions and millions and millions of people every year get to see the Holy Kaaba. Remember, when you witness the beauty of the Kaaba, you should witness that with the lens of ishq muhabbat. Yeah, with a true aqeedah in your heart, with a true love and devotion for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in order for you to, you know, take its blessings and barakah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So the virtues of tawaf has been mentioned, of course, also in the Holy Qur'an Park. So in Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 29, Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned, وَلْيَتَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْأَتِيقِ, and perform tawaf. But in brackets you would learn they, it's referred to they. Who are they? Meaning the people who perform tawaf of the house, they must perform tawaf of this free house, which is Makkatul Mukarramah. So there are history of how tawaf also originated, dear viewers of Madani channel. There's a long tafsir of that, subhanallah, of how tawaf became farz, how tawaf actually even began. But subhanallah, Hadrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that I heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the one who performs 7 rounds of tawaf, counting them, and offers 2 units of salah afterwards, it is equal to freeing a slave in the path of Allah azza wa jalla. Moreover, 10 virtues are recorded for every step this person performing, the person who's performing tawaf will take. Then 10 of his ranks are raised and elevated. Hai, hai, hai. Ek, ek kadam ke liye, 10-10 nekiyan, 10-10 darje baland ho rahe hain. Aap zara khud soche, 7 rounds mein, 7 tawaf mein, kitne kadam is bandi ne uthaya hoga? Aur kitne dur se tawaf kar raha hoga, ya qareeb se tawaf kar raha hoga? What are the blessings of witnessing Maqam Ibrahim? Allahu Akbar, standing under Mizab Rahmat, when the rains happen, subhanallah, when there's a rainfall, people stand under that and allow the rain water to fall on them and sicknesses are removed. I have met personally brothers, mashallah, who told me that the du'as were accepted after they consumed and drank the water of Zamzam and made du'a in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Such difficult situations were eased for them because this is the aqeedah, subhanallah, that du'as are answered there. That's dear viewers of Madani channel. Can you imagine when this place is so holy, if anyone returns from there, what will be his state? So yes, therefore I am motivating the viewers of Madani channel that please get in touch with the Hujjaj, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and ask them to make dua for the Ummah at large. Ask them to supplicate for you and on behalf of all the Muslims, inshallah, azza wa jalla, for Allah azza wa jalla to forgive our sins, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove our difficulties. And inshallah azawajalla, since we have come to the last part of our program, we have just like 3 to 4 minutes remaining inshallah, and we will terminate. I do want to present another beautiful narration explaining the mercy of our beloved Allah azawajalla and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The respected Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Allah azza wa jalla showers 120 mercies every day upon those performing the Hajj of Kaaba Sharif. 60 mercies for those performing Tawaf. 40 are for those offering Salah, and 20 are for those who glance at the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar, Allah. So in total, it is 120 mercies every day upon those performing the Hajj of Baytul Haram, the sacred house. 60 mercies are for those performing the Tawaf, 40 for those offering Salah, and 20 are for those who are looking and making Ziyarat, glancing at the Holy Kaaba. Remember, the excellence mentioned in this hadith is only for the Hajj pilgrims. Don't get confused, right, dear viewers? It is only for those who went on for Hajj, even if they are performing Namaz. Even if they are looking at the Kaaba, rahmati rahmat hai, rahmati rahmat hai. Allah azza wa jalla hame Makkah Madina dikhaye, dikha de ya ilahi woh Madina, kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din Mola teri rahmat barasti hai. Another beautiful fragrant narration which will enlighten you. The respected Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma further has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who performs Tawaf 50 times becomes free from sins as his mother had given birth to him the day he was born. Just as his mother had given birth to him the day he was born. Only by performing Tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. And that too 50 times. He is free from sins. Let's make this target inshallah azawajalla. This hadith can be found in Tirmidhi Sharif. If you go for Hajj or go for Umrah inshallah azawajalla, try to hit this target of 50 inshallah. Your sins will be forgiven. Allah azawajalla hame nek tawfiq aur rafiq ata farmaye.
Bula lo phir mujhe shaye bahar o bay Madine mein. Bula lo phir mujhe شاہِ بحروں پر مدینے میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, recite درود پاک abundantly upon the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I'm reminding you once again the slogan of this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, and this is our na'ara. This is, yes, our mission. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, Allah.